Hi, my name is Barbara Nixon, and I'm here to support you to get the very best out of your teams and yourself so you can work smarter and not harder. Now, today I want to talk to you about trust, because this is something that comes up every time I chat to a manager or I chat to a leader of teams. They always end up talking about trust and the importance of trusting the teams, and that essentially they need to trust their team to do a great job, and so that it can continue to empower them, to delegate them, to feel confident that they're going to deliver. And of course, the reverse is true for them to be able to trust you as well. Now, building trust can take up time. It is certainly not something that happens overnight. If you think to your best friend or to your spouse, and back in the early days of your relationship, it probably took you weeks, months, or even years to build up the level of trust that you've got right at this very moment. It certainly wasn't something that just happened overnight. And the point to remember here is that even though you've built up that level of trust, it can still be destroyed in seconds because of one small incident. So how do you go about building up trust with your team? Well, one of the best ways that you can do this is to give them your time, to really learn to get to know each other. So to learn about them as individuals, what do they like to do outside of work? What led them to this point in their career? What is important to them? What matters to them? What are they great at? What are their strengths? What really frustrates them? What motivates them? All of that fantastic juicy stuff that will really help you to build a relationship with them. And likewise, the reverse is true, that they need to be able to understand and trust you, so you impart that information. It's not just about you interrogating them, it's about you having a two-way conversation where you share your stories as well. By taking this time to really chat to them and get to know the people in your team, by sharing your stories, by having a laugh with them, enjoying their company, you will both start to get to know the person behind the job role. And so you'll be able to understand them as individuals. And likewise, it's really important that they get to understand you and your values and what makes you tick as well. Now, once you go about building a level of trust, the next thing to do is to maintain it, because as we know that it, we've already mentioned that even though you build up this trust, it can take a moment to destroy it. So one of the best ways to do this is if you say that you're going to do something, then do it. Deliver on your promises. Make sure that you, if you say that you're going to give feedback or follow up on something or find out the answer to a question, make sure you do that and come back to that person. Because all it takes is for you to do that once, twice, or even a couple of times, and the person will start to realize that that's just what you do. And why am I bothering asking that person? Because they're never going to get back to me. So that trust starts to deteriorate, and before long, you've not got it at all. So I know things can get busy. I know that your day can run away with you and things can get a bit crazy at work, but please do remember to follow up on your promises, because what might seem quite trivial to you might really not be to that other person, and they might really need that response and that answer from you. So if you say that you're going to do something, make sure that you deliver it. All of that will go a long way to building the trust that you really need to be able to move your team forward. Now, I would love to hear your thoughts on trust, so please do leave a comment at the bottom of this video, or why don't you pop on over to barbaranixon.co.uk and leave a comment there. And whilst you're over there, why not sign up to receive my weekly newsletter, and you'll also get how to take control of your workday in 7 key steps straight to your inbox. As always, if you think that somebody else would benefit from seeing this, please do feel free to share. And I will see you next time. Thank you so much. Bye.